and brown Guinness light, we squint to see the posters of their Easter dead. James Connolly bellowing insurrection to the citizen army, the year 1916 a blaze above his head, numbers torched like the pillars of an empire's monuments to itself. The bartender says Connolly eyed the firing squad strapped to a chair in the stonebreaker's yard, gangrene feasting on his wound so he could not stand. I tell the bartender that Puerto Rico has its Easter dead. A march on Palm Sunday, colonial police intoxicated by the incense of gun smoke, cadets of the Republic painting slogans on the street in their belly blood. That was Ponce in 1937, and Rafael still says, my mother left in a white dress and came home in a red dress. Tito Puente is dead, and we are in a pub on Ockle Island, plundering the jukebox, flipping between the Wolf Tones and the Dubliners till we discover Tito's Oye Como Va. The beat is a hand slapping the bar, heads nodding as if their ears funneled a chant of yes, 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 yes. And when we shoot a game of pool in his memory, the table becomes a dance floor at the Palladium, cue balls spinning through a crowd of red and green. Now James Connolly could dance the mambo, gangrene forever banished from his leg. My name is Espada. Espada, the word for sword in Spain, wrought by fire and the hammer's chime, name for the warrior reeling helmet hooded through the pandemonium of horses in mud, or the face dreaming on a sarcophagus, hands folded across the hilt of stone. Espada, sword, in El Caribe, rapier tested sharp across the bellies of indios, steel tongue lapping blood like a mastiff gorged on a runaway slave, god gleaming brighter than the god nailed to the cross, forged at the anvil with chains by the millions, tangled and red as the entrails of demons. Espada, baptizing Taino or Congolese, name they stuttered in the barking language of priests and overseers, slave's finger pressed to the blade with the pulsing revelation that a Spaniard's throat could seep blood like a fingertip, sabers for the uprising smuggled in the hay, slave of the upraised saber beheaded, even as the servants and field hands murmured, he is not dead. He rides a white horse at night. His sword is a torch. The master cannot sleep. There is a dagger under the pillow. Espada, cousin to the machete, peasant cutlass splitting the cane like a peasant's backbone, cousin to the kitchen knife skinning a plátano. Swords at rest, the machetero or cook study their blisters as if planets to glimpse the hands of their father, the horseman, map the hands of their mother, the serf. Espada, sword in Puerto Rico, family name of bricklayers who swore their trowels fell as leaves from iron trees, teachers who wrote poems in galloping calligraphy, saint carvers who whittled a slave's gaze and a conqueror's beard, shoemaker spitting tuberculosis, mad woman dangling a lantern to listen for the cough, gambler in a straw hat inhabited by mathematical angels, preacher who first heard the Savior's voice bleeding through the plaster of the jailhouse, dreadlock sculptor stunned by visions of birds sprouting wings from his forehead, earthen wings in the fire. So, the face dreaming on a sarcophagus, the slave of the saber riding a white horse by night, breathe my name, tell me to taste my name. Espada. Coca-Cola and Coco Frio. On his first visit to Puerto Rico, island of family folklore, the fat boy wandered from table to table with his mouth open. At every table, some great aunt would steer him with cool spotted hands to a glass of Coca-Cola. One even sang to him in all the English he could remember a Coca-Cola jingle from the 40s. He drank, obediently, though he was bored with this potion familiar from soda fountains in